The storing and disposal of chemical munitions has been debated in central Kentucky for decades. The deadline for ridding the Bluegrass Army Depot of nerve and mustard agents has been pushed back more than once. Jeff Brubaker, manager of the Bluegrass Chemical Agent Destruction Plant Project, says cost increases for the disposal program were noted in late 2010, and that prompted a six-month review.
The results of that review are now in review up above the Aqua headquarters with the Department of Defense elements that are responsible for oversighting our program, and we hope to hear soon what the results are.
Brubaker says results of the review, which could impact the disposal timeline, are anticipated in February or March. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Basso is commander of the Bluegrass Chemical Activity. When the destruction plant is completed, Basso's officers will be responsible for transporting the agent from storage igloos to the facility about a half mile away. The Army routinely reports on what are called leakers in the storage area. Basso says those reports have raised questions from area citizens.
I get a lot of questions from the community that think a leaker is there's lots of agent coming out of around on the ground. That is just not the case. It's very, very minute traces, and once that happens, nothing ever leaves the igloo door. We hook up a filter, we filter all the air, so nothing is released into the environment.
Workers at the plant now under construction were recognized last week with a National Safety Award through the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.